Number 4. Ancient mining methods.
Salty tasting water must have first alerted people to the fact that there were salt deposits in the region. But the amount of salt from these sources was soon not enough to meet growing demand, says the manager of the Hallstatt saltworks, Kurt Tomanek.
The Hallstatt mine is the oldest salt mine in the world. The first archaeological findings have been dated to 5000 BC.
The most ancient find is a hand tool made of horn. However, it's not known whether or not this was ever used in the salt mine.
The first indications of underground mining date from around 2500 to 2800 BC. Earlier, the original inhabitants of Hallstatt dug furrows into the mountainside to get at the salt, parallel furrows at a short distance from one another. The material hewed out was then loaded into sacks and brought to the surface.
Completely different mining methods were used in the period 800 to 400 BC. Historians refer to this epoch as the Hallstatt period, as the architect Friedrich Idam explains.
Huge horizontal chambers were created. You have to imagine these were about 10 meters wide, 20 meters high, and up to 100 meters long. These huge chambers were sited underground, exactly where the pure crystal solid salt was to be found.
Kurt Tomanek.
Really large chunks of salt were produced. What was characteristic for Hallstatt was their heart-shaped form. It was actually quarried in the heart shape from the mountain. Archaeologists are still trying to solve this riddle because it's not known exactly how they quarried these heart-shaped forms from the mountain.
This early mining was brought to an end by a huge landslide which buried the settlement and the excavation area.
Hallstatt lag zwischen 400 und 300 vor Christus brach.
Hallstatt lay idle between 400 and 300 BC. Around 300 BC, Celtic migrations infiltrated from the west, and they began to mine the area again, though in other places. What is really interesting is that though the Celts did more extensive mining than that of the Hallstatt period, the quality and richness of the architectural finds decreases dramatically.